Hello, this is Doug Kay, the Executive Director of the Conversations Network, and this is a Conversations Network update for Thursday, June 5th, 2008. It's going to be a bit of a longer than usual podcast because we have a lot of news to get through. If you're interested in a written version of this podcast, if you'd like to follow up on any of the things that I mentioned here, if you'd like the URLs, the hyperlinks to the things we discuss, you can find them by going to news.conversationsnetwork.org. And there you'll see a reference to this particular show. First up is happy birthday to IT Conversations. On June 5th, 2003, I announced IT Conversations on my personal blog with two interviews. One of them was with Phil Windley, who is now, among other things, the executive producer and the voice of IT Conversations. Truly amazing how Phil and I have gone full circle on this. During these 5 years, we've created the Conversations Network. We've achieved a number of milestones, including publishing 1,743 audio programs. We've got 89 currently in production. We've trained 152 people in our content management system. They're members of what we call Team ITC. These are the people who produce all of our programs for you in their spare time. We've created 4 additional channels based upon the IT Conversations model. We've built podcore.org, which now has 640 or more stringers. And we've released the Levelator, which is a software for audio production. It's free. It's been downloaded more than 83,500 times. Again, if you go to news.conversationsnetwork.org, you'll see links to my original blog post way back in 2003 and links to the other things that I just mentioned. We just got the word that the Conversations Network is a recipient of a Google Grant Award. This will be a big help in reaching new listeners, particularly for our fastest growing channel, Social Innovation Conversations. According to Google, I'll read here, the Google Grants Program supports organizations sharing Google's philosophy of community service to help the world in areas such as science and technology, education, global public health, the environment, youth advocacy, and the arts. It's designed for 501c3 nonprofit organizations. Google Grants is a unique in-kind advertising program harnessing the power of Google AdWords advertising's product. Google Grants has awarded AdWords advertising to hundreds of nonprofit groups whose missions range from animal welfare to literacy, from supporting homeless children to promoting HIV education. And what this gives us is access for free to a certain amount of advertising through the Google AdWords program. So Google, thank you very much. It's going to make a big difference here in our traffic. And I'm thrilled to announce our very latest channel. It's called 08 Conversations. The presidential primaries may be over, but the nonstop cable TV continues. And believe it or not, there's actually more going on than what you get from CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. To bring you coverage of the 2008 elections, that you won't find anywhere else, we've teamed up with our friends at the Public Radio Exchange, that's PRX.org, to cover 08 Conversations, this new channel on the Conversations Network. This week's show is with syndicated columnist Jules Whitcover. It's all about campaign finance reform. Two other shows we've already published during our soft launch of 08 Conversations are about John Edwards and Ron Paul, and we'll be bringing you at least one program a week. If it's popular, we'll ramp up to maybe 2 or even 3 shows a week as we get closer to the November presidential election. And I'm also thrilled to announce a new series. It's called Stack Overflow. It's a weekly podcast with software development gurus Jeff Atwood and Joel Spolsky. They've joined the IT Conversations channel. Episode number 8, that's their number 8, it's the first one on our network, was published yesterday. Stack Overflow is an informal 2-person chat, but don't confuse this series with some of the rambling podcasts that you might find elsewhere on the net. Phil Windley and I invited Jeff and Joel to bring their show to IT Conversations because of those two guys. They're really two of the most highly regarded members of the software development community. Their podcast is not only entertaining, it's filled with information. I think you really enjoy it. Let us know. And before I get to the big story of this week's podcast, I want to remind you that, yes, there is a pitch coming. We need your help. We hope you'll consider joining as a paid member of the Conversations Network. The dues and donations that we get from you are a major part of our funding. You can become a paid member by clicking on the join link at the top of any of the Conversations Network pages, or you can make a one-time donation by clicking on the donate button that you'll find towards the upper right-hand corner. For those in the United States, Conversations Network is a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, Section 501c3 public charity. Under the Internal Revenue Code and contributions to us are tax deductible to the extent permitted by law. So please help us out. We are totally dependent upon your support, and less than 0.2% of the people who listen to these programs actually contribute and help us. And we'd love to get that up to 0.3% or 0.4%. So please help us out. If it's important to you, if you'd like us to continue and expand what we're doing here, please donate, or even better, become a paid member. Okay, the big thing that I want to give you in this podcast is a bit of the grand vision for what we call the Conversations Network Phase 2. The mission of the Conversations Network is to publish online, free to everybody, the most educational, inspirational, and entertaining spoken word events that would otherwise simply evaporate, that would be lost forever. We've succeeded in that mission, but only with a few niche channels such as IT Conversations and Social Innovation Conversations. As we've looked to apply what we've learned to address a far wider scope encompassing spoken word events of all types on any topics and in many languages, we can't simply expand the current model. While our processes, our tools, and our team could in fact scale by a factor of maybe 10 times, that's still just a drop in the bucket of the programs we'd like to help make available. We need, in fact, an entirely different approach, hence phase two. Our next challenge isn't merely to scale what we've done by even one or two orders of magnitude, but rather to scale it infinitely and thereby enable virtually every event, no matter where or how small, to find its way to the internet and from there to anyone who might want to see it, to hear it, or to read it. To achieve this goal, the Conversations Network is going to evolve from being strictly a producer/publisher to an enabler of others, offering a wide range of assistance to any legitimate organization or individual who needs our help. We're going to enable the publication of spoken word events in three ways. First, we're going to operate a free and open online service where people can find and share recordings and transcripts of any and all spoken word events, no matter what the source. Second, we're going to provide assistance in the forms of tools and services to others who are trying to publish spoken word events online. And third, we'll continue to expand our curated channels, such as IT Conversations, to serve as examples of the best practices in spoken word content publishing and as testbeds for new concepts and technologies. Until now, what we call phase one of the Conversations Network, we emphasized a top-down model in which all of the programs are curated, they're post-produced, published, and distributed by our own staff and on our own websites. The quality's been very high, we've built terrifically loyal audiences, but we've also become a bottleneck, a scarce resource, a gatekeeper, if you will. Although our post-production costs are very low, we still need an audience of at least 10,000 listeners or more to each program in order to pay for the publication of that program through a mix of membership dues and underwriting sponsorships. When our IT Conversations channel pioneered publishing conferences on the internet in early 2004, many of the required technologies were in their infancies. In fact, we had to invent some of them ourselves. Important tools such as our Levelator software, which we distribute for free, are now used by tens of thousands of amateurs and professionals alike in the daily production of spoken word programs. There are still some missing pieces in the start-to-finish process of recording, producing, and publishing events, but the tools and the know-how are far more widespread than even just a few years ago. As we've researched the expansion of our own curated content production model into additional verticals, we've increasingly found that others have already begun to make substantial progress. If you look hard enough, you'll probably now be able to find a podcast or a video blog covering almost any topic. But while online media publishing is simpler than it was 4 years ago, there are still areas in which people need help. Relatively few of the lectures, the meetings, the conferences, speeches, and debates are readily available to everyone. Our plan for phase two, therefore, is to leverage our expertise by helping others in the production, the publication, and distribution processes, rather than to provide a single source solution as we've done until now. In this way, we will serve far more events and reach far larger audiences than we have under our current phase one model. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here are the areas in which we're going to help other people produce and publish spoken word events. First, we're going to help with recording live events, production that is. We're going to help with editing, mixing, and encoding, post-production that is. And we're going to help with production, distribution, and syndication. As far as listeners, viewers, and readers, we're going to help people find recorded and transcribed events, and we're going to help people share them with others. During phase one, we've solved these problems for our own channels and under our own brand. In phase two, the Conversations Network will continue to address the full life cycle of publishing spoken word events online, but through an a la carte menu of wholesale services, most of which are going to be free, for which others can pick and choose according to their needs. Here are examples of the services we plan to make available under the Conversations Network Phase 2. First, regarding recording events, Podcore.org is already our free matchmaking service, which connects event producers with stringers. Those are independent audio and video professionals and semi-professionals who can record spoken word events. At the end of May 2008, 640 stringers worldwide were registered members of Podcore.org. We're going to expand this online community and the forums and the wiki that allow stringers and event producers to learn from one another. As far as post-production, in some cases, Podcore.org stringers are going to also provide post-production assistance. But some event producers want a one-stop solution, which is comparable to how we produce event recordings for IT Conversations. We'll therefore offer a fee-based post-production service that will take event recordings and generate complete audio, video, and slideshow files, as well as the associated web pages for event producers who can't do this for themselves or who can't, for whatever reason, use the services of Podcore.org stringers. Overall, this fee-based service will produce only a small portion of the events that we'll promote through our finding and sharing website, but it's going to fill a need, and it's also going to generate revenues for our other activities. Regarding publication, through our online forums and wiki, we're going to be advising event producers on how and where to host their media files and websites. We're not going to provide hosting ourselves, at least not initially. We'll leave that to many of the media hosting websites and the services that are now available everywhere, many of them for free. And our most ambitious Phase 2 project is going to be helping people find what they're looking for in what will soon become a massive distributed collection of audio and video recordings. I say distributed because, again, we're not going to be the bottleneck. We're not going to be the hosting service for all of this media. We recognize it's available everywhere. Instead, we're going to be simply the host of the metadata for all of that information. We're going to do this using a social networking model, which will allow anyone to post links to recordings that he or she finds, to build collections or playlists of their favorite recordings, to share those playlists with others, and to rate and comment on playlists or individual recordings posted by others. Again, this will not be limited to recordings produced by the Conversations Network, but rather from any and all online sources. So that's a bit of a sneak peek in terms of what's coming from the Conversations Network. We plan to roll out Phase 2 hopefully by the end of 2008. But once again, I want to remind you that we really need your help. You know, only 0.2% of the people who listen to shows on the Conversations Network actually support us financially. And as a nonprofit, we are incredibly dependent upon that support. If you'd like to see us roll out some of the things I just described for our Phase 2, if you want us to continue IT Conversations, Social Innovation Conversations, O8 Conversations, if you'd like us to be able to expand our content in any way, we really need your help. So please go to the website, join as a paid member of the Conversations Network. Basic membership is only $5 a month or $50 a year, and you'll be making a tremendous difference in terms of us being able to fulfill this mission of bringing spoken word content to the world. Once again, this is Doug Kay, Executive Director of the Conversations Network. Thanks for listening.